Hey guys, so I want to do a quick unboxing here of my first Sony phone of 2018. We do have Xperia XA2 Ultra smartphone, which should be a very big phone from Sony, about mid-range kind of thing, not the most highest end, but still very interesting because it's coming with slightly better in terms of the design compared to the normal kind of Sony bezel. Design, so it should be pretty good. And I was a big fan of the old XA1 Ultra and the Z Ultra before that, so let's see what this one brings to the table. I think the actual box is already open, so we're just going to get it open here and have a look. So this is in a gray color. As you can see, very big expansive display here. That is nice to see. They have shrunken the bezels a little bit. They could definitely do a little bit more, but looking very nice in terms of the build here. And they've also changed the fingerprint scanner from the side. Wow, that is a nice change. Look at that. So I'm just going to put this to the side and have a look at what else you get in the box. So you get your normal stuff like your Xperia Care, etc. And also your charger, which I guess is a fast charger. And also some nice earphones here, as you can see. What model are they? Look quite decent. Put that to the side. At that. Wow. Slab. That's what that is. So you got your Type C, which is nice. Little bit sticky out lens here, but hopefully it shouldn't be too much of an issue. But certainly liking this kind of frosted design here. Much better than, shiny kind of back. That is definitely a welcome change. So we're just going to do a size comparison with the old one, as you can see. So they've gotten rid of this kind of big front camera module and put two there now. So it kind of looks like a pair of eyes. Maybe it's some sort of feature. I'll have to look at the instructions, but very nice. In terms of the construction, let's just boot it on. Hopefully, there's no, light bleeding stuff that we did see in late 2017, which was a little bit annoying. And it looks like there's a screen protector on the actual device. So does it say the spec? I'm not 100% sure of what it is actually in terms of the spec. I rarely, read that. As long as the actual performance is nice, then I'm quite happy. I do like Sony's little, startup here. So we'll just go through this quite quick. We'll skip this. Skip anyway. So we'll definitely check out the fingerprint scanner because it's in a new place and we don't know how it actually works. Oh, so a little bit new in terms of the background there. Very nice to see. And this is the max kind of brightness. So let's go to this. Disable that. Oops. And put that back up. So it seems quite bright, you know, very legible, shall we say. I'm assuming you're getting the super vivid kind of mode here, which I do like. And font size you can change. I'm guessing you can change the icons. So you can see it's already on large. Get rid of that. One thing I have noticed about Oreo devices is this annoying kind of symbol which comes in the top when something's happening. And I wish that they get rid of that because it's annoying. But you can see this is a nice slab here when it comes to your smartphone. Wow. I wanted to check out the fingerprint scanner as well, see how that works. So we go to the security, fingerprint, and just set a pin here. So nice, easy one to remember. So on the back, you will find it. So not the fastest to set up here, definitely not. I mean, some of them you can just set it up pressing it 5 times. But as long as it works, that's the main thing. Sony boy. Let's turn it off. Yeah, so it works quite reliably, as you can see. It would be nice if they made it. I do like the actual animations when you're unlocking it. You could see there, you know, in terms of the background, it's little touches like that which make the phone stand out a little bit. Have they got any new wallpapers? So they got quite a few of these new ones, which look pretty awesome. So yeah, you know, just a quick little unboxing and first look of the XA2 Ultra. These names get bigger and bigger, I've got to say. But a very nice slab of phone here, which I will do some comparisons with. Check out how it compares. And yeah, hope you enjoyed the video, and I'll see you in the next one.